I know people are concerned about if it then erupts. If it then erupts, what can happen? Yeah, it's always a worry about the potential for it to generate these tsunamis, these waves that would cause inundation in coastal areas. Mm-hmm. I think we still are far away. We're still some way away from that. You know, we still think that Kikemjeni, because of how deep it is in the ocean, because of its pattern of seismicity that your activities have for the last, you know, since it's been erupting, that the chances of it generating a wave that could cause some serious damage is still somewhere in the distance. But that's why we monitor it. That's why we have, you know, a team like ourselves at Seismic, you know, looking at it constantly, because for it to get to that stage, we would expect to see some sort of build-up in activity, build-up in both seismicity and in eruptive activity before you get to the stage where it could generate one easy wave. So I don't think that's something that people should worry about immediately, but that is perhaps something that is not, you know, it's not inconceivable that it would become a problem in the future.